much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective. All right, and action.
Gotta wait for camera.
Oh, sorry. I knew that.
Camera's ready.
And action.
You gotta wait for sound too, Todd.
Yeah, I knew that too.
Sound speeding.
And action.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So I've been listening to you guys for years and I finally realized why I love it. It's the Jersey effect. You know how Omar talked about loving the Jersey Shore because it makes him feel better about himself? That's what you guys do to me. Thinking back to it, I don't have bird issues. I always have great examples. Never gotten in the wrong car. And I'm not fat. Beer mug. Bye.
I'm here with Alien Con convention. I'm here with Alien Con attendee.
Here, Nelson.
Nelson, do you believe in life out there?
No.
And now.
I'm starting to feel like a corn dog at a hot dog party, and it ain't flattered, I'll tell you that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 18th of July.
Did I hear there was some rain in the Southland this morning?
I didn't see any.
Yeah, not for me.
Not where you are. Okay. Because I just wondered if we need to, you know, whip people into a needless frenzy.
Oh, I don't think so.
Get some panic going or something here.
I don't think so. It's pretty hot. Going to get pretty hotter.
Oh, maybe thunderstorms possibly.
Oh, that'd be cool. I love thunderstorms right? So much.
It would be nice if you got a bunch of rain and that just packed a whole bunch of humidity right on top of that heat.
Well, I don't know that that's what we want.
I don't think
good combination.
Not white. Positive. That's what we're looking
white.
For.
But isn't that what rain plus heat does? Is it just makes it real humid, right?
For a, yeah. Okay. But also clears out the air and stuff grows. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's not humid very long.
Right. I forgot about
why
stuff
do you want
grows.
Bad things for us?
No, I don't.
Well,
I'm
you want
saying,
bad things for us.
I don't at all. No, I'm just saying there's a balance. It's a very delicate balance. And by the way, I just read an article. I don't have it up and I didn't plan on talking about it. But I just read an article this morning, saw an article this morning, save for later. You know how temperatures all over the world are going insane. I mean, new records. Every day there are new high temperature records that are being broken throughout the world.
Right.
And you can disagree on why that is, but there's no disagreement that it is happening. I saw an article this morning that India, it's getting so hot in India that human beings are not going to be able to survive living in those parts of the world within a few years.
Oh, like, wow. It's a lot of human beings in India.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, and it's not the whole country. It's parts of India where the temperatures now are getting close to the point where people just can't survive it. I mean, you hear about hot days come along, and it's 120 or something in a lot of places around the world now, and it sucks. And obviously, it's dangerous, and lots of people die from it. But it gets a couple more degrees beyond that, and you start to get to the point where people just can't live in those parts of the world anymore. Is that shocking to think about?
Yeah. I don't like it.
And I don't like it at all.
Is it the onion? What were you reading?
No. This was a legitimate story. I mean, would you live in a place where it was 125 degrees?
No.
I grew up in Phoenix.
Ugh.
That's that place.
It's never been 125 degrees in Phoenix.
That's
though.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely not, has.
Yeah, I'll bet you any amount
it's
of money.
It's never
that it has,
been 125.
Sure. I will bet you any amount of money.
I don't want to take that bet, but I will say,
pull up your onion article. Look at it.
It's not the onion, but I'm telling you, I don't think it's ever been 125 in Phoenix.
Right, well, okay.
But what I do think is I don't think people can survive living in some parts of the world, and it's frightening. Okay. I guess that's what I'm saying.
All right.
122 degrees in 1990.
That's about what I was thinking. That's about
that's
the
it?
Temperature.
Yeah. Sorry. But it felt like 125.
Right. Because
of the dry heat. What?
Right.
Yeah.
How much money would it have been if I'd taken the bet, Kevin?
Oh, I wasn't going to do it. I was just hoping that you would back down.
I see. Well, looks like you played me like Putin, man. Anyway, so
you
don't
mean like
do that.
Trump.
Right. Sure. No, like Putin. Like Putin. He was the one who masterminded and won.
Gotcha.
Okay, this is a bad start.
All right, let's start again.
Okay.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 18th of July.
Sure is hot out, you guys. All right, here's the story. Here's the story I really wanted to bring you. And do we even have time now?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. What is, I'll ask each of you, what is your very first memory as a child? the very first thing you remember in your entire life when you really, really dig back deep, the earliest memory you have is what?
Probably two and a half throwing rocks at my neighbor Robbie Joyner.
You guys started early, man. That's a lifelong feud.
I think the first memory that I have is rolling down a grass field at the zoo, and I was just barely enough.
For cheese?
What?
What? A big contest that they have where there's a big wheel of cheese.
I don't know the big wheel of cheese contest.
Did I make that up in my head?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
There's like a big circle of cheese and all these people like roll down a big hill after it.
I swear
that's real.
Okay, but I'm saying that's one of my earliest memories. I don't know about the cheese roll.
Okay.
It'd be very weird to have that competition at a zoo, too, by the way.
I'm also not positive how old I was. It's impossible to know.
Well, do you think you were probably 5 or 6, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I can remember about 4-ish, 3, 4, riding big wheels in my backyard. And trying to go around my dog who wouldn't move because she was laying in the sun.
Right.
And then I kept trying to move, and then I'd put the brake on my big wheel, and it would skid. Those were good times.
All right. How about you, little Chip? You got an early memory?
I think just of playing with our family dog. We had a Doberman when I was 4. Mm-hmm. And just
4. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that all you guys chose, 4 or 5, somewhere in there, because there are lots of people who claim that they have memories of when they were somewhere between 1 and 2.
Really?
And scientists are saying no, sir. Scientists, in a recent survey, they did 2,000 individuals claiming to have memories from age 2 or younger. And scientists concluded that those memories were, well, let me back up 1 second and say, we always like to think of our brain as being a VCR. Even if you remember something in specific, explicit detail as happening a certain way, you're not accessing a part of your brain and replaying that. You're piecing it together from things that you may or may not remember correctly.
I can guarantee that's true about me.
Yeah. So the scientists are saying that you cannot. Now, this will be very controversial for a lot of people who believe their early, early memories. They say that you cannot form memories before 3.5 is what current scientific theory is.
Okay.
They said that they found that the memories of people who believe they remember things earlier are fictional patchworks based on fragments of early remembered experiences combined with facts derived from photos and family conversations.
Why are they such curmudgeons? Somebody says, hey, I remember it as 2. No, right, you don't.
But what they're saying, if they dig into this, is you think you remember being in that stroller out in front of your grandma's house, but in reality, you saw a photo of that, and you incorporated that into your brain as being part of your actual memory.
Okay.
And I bet there are going to be a lot of people who are convinced. I saw an interview with some famous person recently who said they had a memory of being 18 months old. And it's
here's my question. How do you know that you were 18 months old? I have that memory, and I don't know if I was 4 or 6.
Yeah.
Or 10.
I don't know either. I don't know. People dig in on their memories, that's for sure. But anyway, I just thought it was super interesting that they are doing research on this, and I don't know how you would even prove that. I mean, if somebody said they remember something when they were 2, like I remember my 2-year birthday party. How could you ever prove that they don't? I don't know how you figure that out, but scientists are saying you don't. So interesting, I think.
Okay.
I just remember big wheels, when you would put the brake on, there was this specific skid that it would do.
Oh, sure.
Those were good times.
That was pretty sweet.
Do kids still ride big wheels?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope they do.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Well, you have found my flabbergast button, and guess what? You've pressed it.
We're going to talk about these bird scooters. I don't know if you've seen them, but there are 3 of them right out front of the station today that are just laying there on the ground.
Which is very convenient for the next person who needs a bird scooter, and there's one right there for him to grab and go on.
Right? That's one of the views, sure.
Mm-hmm. Dave put up a poll yesterday, and it was pretty even with people who love this technology being available in Southern California and people who hate it. So it'll be interesting to hear both sides of that.
The Armenian comedian apparently did Africa while I was on vacation, and that hurts me because I need to hear it. Because I'm the one who truly loves Sam full time. Mm-hmm. Bean comes around every once in a while. He loves, 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 and then hates, hates, hates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Allie hates, hates, hates consistently.
I didn't hate him as much.
The really this
for
time?
Africa, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
It was weird. I didn't know what I was feeling. It's gone now.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's too bad.
You would shoot him if you saw him currently. I just can't wait for you to hear the conversation and the song though, Kevin.
Same.
It's going to change your. You're going to break down your life to before and after you heard Sam's version of Africa.
Before we went on vacation, we were talking about Omar going camping,
mm-hmm.
and people were calling in with their horror stories about animals that they had to face in the wild, and apparently that happened to Omar.
Omar went into this not knowing that bears come right up to campsites. He had zero clue that he would maybe even spot an animal.
Or any other animal.
Right.
There's a place where animals are, and then there's a place where you are.
Insane.
Which is insane. So we're going to find out about that today. We've also got your passes for Comic-Con coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a break and come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Still got Imagine Dragons tickets for you at the Forum this weekend, 9 o'clock this morning, and every morning this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll hook you up with those tickets and qualify you for a grand prize to meet and greet the band and hang out with them backstage and all the rest. Details at KROQ.com, your chance to win this morning coming up. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
Well, I have a question for Kevin. What are those songs that you sing real gently to babies?
Lullabies?
Very good.
Why?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We found out that this happens a lot. There's like baby songs. It sounds like baby songs, and there's...
Were you searching for the word lullabies when you said baby songs twice?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yes, I was.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
What brought that up?
Well, what brought that up was we were probably at that time discussing a contest that we do where we have songs that are usually done by rock bands, whoever, done as lullabies.
Right.
And Rockabye Baby is a company that does this, from Beastie Boys, Blink-182, Depeche Mode, Johnny Cash. They turn those songs into these lovely, beautiful lullabies to play for your baby. Well, they're back with a new 13-song compilation of lullabies honoring female pop stars. It's called the Who Runs the World album. It's going to feature baby-friendly instrumental renditions of hits by Madonna, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Janet Jackson, and Beyonce.
Okay.
So
run out and get those?
Run out and get it. I just wanted to hear you say baby songs a couple times is all I wanted.
That's a terrible idea.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson. Remember him?
Sure.
In the news a ton because he's dating Ariana Grande.
Tell me they broke up. Please tell me they broke up.
Living together with Ariana
Please
Grande.
Please tell me they broke up after Ariana he got the Grande? Tattoos.
No. And why do you
why?
Hate
Bean
love?
Bean hates love. Come on, man.
First of all, no one loves love more than I do. But second of all, because it would be hilarious to get a tattoo after dating somebody for a month and then immediately break up.
That's the ultimate dumbass move.
It is for sure. But he's been...
Okay,
what?
Go ahead. I just had a quick aside, if you don't mind. There were people in England, Kevin, who got England World Cup champion 2018 tattoos.
Sweet. Smart. Always smart.
Heading into the semifinals. Huge tattoos. Yeah. Like, on their chest.
Mm.
I don't know why you would do that. I mean, as you could be a crazy fan, but they're in the semifinals. There's still a lot of good teams left, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe wait a week for that tattoo.
That.
Maybe wait a week. All right, I'm sorry to interrupt. What's going on with Pete?
No problem. Well, he was caught in a little hullabaloo on Instagram because he posted a picture of his fiancée, Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, wearing a necklace. And it's the one his father wore the day he died in the September 11th terror attacks in New York City. It's a FDNY badge that belonged to his father, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were looking at this going, hold on. You gave that same necklace to your last girlfriend, Cassie David.
Is that right?
And he had posted, she's the greatest person I know. I gave it to her because she has my heart, and that's the most precious thing I own. My dad would be so happy, and I love her so much.
So then he repossessed it from the first one?
Nope.
Oh.
Here's what he says. He said, it's so ridiculous that you guys think this. I didn't give that to my ex. Yes, she had one, but it was a replica. I had a bunch of replicas made. My sister and grandpa also have one. The one that Ari has is the one my dad actually died in, and the one I wore And the one he wore for his entire career, the one I've worn for over 17 years, I've actually never taken it off other than for SNL and for work. So it means a lot to me. Hope this helps. Please learn to be nicer, not to assume the worst in people. It's a terrible way to live. Much love. That's the same necklace, right?
I mean, I assume so.
I mean.
Now he says it's the real one. And then
it's the real one. And everyone else has.
Two relationships from now, he's going to go, oh, yeah. it was a fake.
Everyone else has replicas.
Yeah.
If you were dating a man who said, hey, my father died when you were a kid. You never met him and never will.
Right.
But I want you to wear this necklace that he wore around your neck. Wouldn't you say, you
I'll be what? Right back. Just give me a second. I'm going to go use the restroom and then you climb right out the window.
Wouldn't you say, you know what? I think it's more appropriate for you, his son, to wear it who knew him.
It does seem odd. It's too much.
No. If you think about even wedding rings that your grandmother has passed down, your mother passed down, that type of thing. A guy gives that to a woman. I think it's kind of lovely. It just means that he loves her that much, that something that means so much to him, he wants to see it reflected in her.
So all of the other women he didn't love that much, so he gave them replicas.
His sister, and who was the other one? My sister and grandpa didn't love them as much as he loves Ariana Grande. I don't know. I don't know.
What could go wrong?
That's a weird story.
It's a little bit weird, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not as weird as Meghan Markle's dad.
More?
I mean.
There's still more?
It's not going to stop, Kevin.
Oh,
and here's why. Dad wants some attention. And he told TMZ yesterday he's not going away until he gets it.
Okay.
He said he knows that his daughter and Prince Harry are upset about his recent paid interview with The Sun. But he just wants to be involved in their lives. So he's going to keep doing interviews until they reach out to him.
How long, and you probably know this better than we do, Bean, how long until the Queen has him knocked off?
The Queen doesn't really assassinate people.
I'm not right, but she gives the order.
No.
How long till that?
She doesn't kill people.
Right. That's, I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm saying she tells a guy and a guy does it.
Yeah, she knows a guy that knows a guy.
Right.
I don't think that's what's going to happen here. But what is it he wants? Is he hoping that going to TMZ and doing another interview is going to get his daughter to go, oh, I guess I was wrong about being mad at you for talking to the press?
Right. He said, this is the quote, apparently that interview put the royal family in their silence mode. So I gave another interview to break the silence. All they have to do is speak to me. He's not getting it.
No, he's not. He's not. Maybe write a letter to your daughter and express sorrow and say, hey, I'm not going to do it anymore. But I miss you and I love you.
Does he get paid for that?
No, he doesn't.
Well, then no.
Yeah.
Dude needs money.
He seems like a real just opportunist. And
he does.
It's very, very sad. And if I was her best friend, I'd say, listen, Megan, fly to see your father. Have an in-person chat with him. But if you feel the need.
Taken out.
Awesome.
Right.
I know a guy that knows
it. Right, exactly.
Oh, some birthdays for you guys. It's a big day. Bishop Briggs, Saul Canelo Alvarez, Richard Branson, Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
You done with that party?
Yeah. Priyanka Chopra, MIA, Chase Crawford, Kristen Bell, Steve Forbes, Vin Diesel, and System of a Down guitarist and Scars on Broadway, Darren Malakian.
I'm sure it's one of those three.
Darren M. That's what's happening.
We're going to unveil for Kevin and to anybody else listening who didn't hear it the first time around, the Armenian Comedian's cover version of Toto's Africa.
I mean, I think he was doing a cover version of Weezer's cover version of
Toto. As you'll hear in the interview, he was very familiar with the Toto original.
I see.
As well. So he was just doing Africa, and he had a very specific and a surprising reason why he was so into this song, too.
Okay.
So we'll bring you up to speed with that since Kevin missed the first time around. Coming up first, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. I'm pretty sure I have the number right this time. 323-520-AFRO. It's our voicemail 24/7. You call and leave us a message.
Are you still having problems with birds outside your house?
Thank you for asking, of course.
I used to be a little bird outside Ali's house. What I sing is my choice. What's a bird supposed to do? The birdie in me is the birdie in you.
So now they're calling the Afro line, which I think is pretty cool.
I mean, I don't hate it.
You're traumatizing her right now, Bean. Costco got rid of their Polish dogs.
Yes.
No.
Did you guys see that?
It was outrageous.
Why, Costco? Why? Why would you get rid of the Polish dogs? God damn it.
A lot of people very upset by that.
LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. Laker things are going to happen. Ooh, wow, ooh, wow. LeBron James, it's coming to the Lakers. He didn't pick the sorry-ass Clippers. I wish Dave could see that the Clippers never ran L.A., you see. And then Laker things are happening because of LeBron James. Ooh, Clippers suck.
Dave talks a lot of smack and rarely knows what he's talking about.
Rare.
But he sure is on the Clipper bandwagon, and I don't understand that bandwagon at all.
Is it a bandwagon, though, if you've been on it for decades?
I think the bandwagon is if you join after they're successful. So maybe my use of it was wrong, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Here's somebody to call while high. And feel free to call when you're high because I'm very entertained by this.
Just wanted to call and let you guys know that I'm rolling a blunt right now. And a nug of weed, I swear, looks like a llama. Like, I want to take a picture of it because it's a little nug of weed, but the way that it's shaped with, like, the little stem, it looks like a llama. I might take a picture of it. I don't know yet, but I don't want to touch it.
Oh, I hope she took that picture.
She was giving us an update on whether she took a picture or not.
Look, if Jesus could appear in a toilet bowl, there's no reason why a llama can't appear in your weed, ma'am.
Right. Agreed.
Hey, Kevin, I don't care what anybody says. You're sexy as hell.
Nice.
Well, finally, that's been settled.
Okay. Right, sure. Here's somebody that joined the Zero Club and then had a question.
Hey, so I just got to the gas station right after I joined the Zero Mile Club, and I was like, oh, I should call the Afro Line and let them know what was going on. What was the number again, Kevin?
I'm happy to say that this particular time, it wasn't me but Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean.
1-800-520-1067.
You're now giving the wrong number.
It's 323-520-1067. That's the number for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. What?
No.
Is that not right? 323-520-AFRO.
Yep.
That's the number for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Jesus.
Longest moment with ever.
I am weak.
That was a moment with Bean.
I can't disagree with that guy. I am weak.
Allie, I love you. I tried recording this previously, but it cut me off, so I'll try to make it quick. But, you know, I realize that I love you, Allie, and then I also love, you know, Blink-182. You know, they sound so good, but I wonder if they rehearse. Do you think they rehearse when they perform? And I also wonder if they ever see, you know, an infallible work of God or UFOs or, you know, a terrorist situation. Hit it, Steve.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the weenie roast. And we're like,
It must be, you know, infallible word of God.
You guys are Blink-182.
Or, you know, and terrorists.
What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us,
you know, situations or UFOs.
Oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different...
It's unidentified.
...situations, which we just thought, okay, you do...
It must be alien. You go, no.
The same old thing every time.
It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to. Right?
Wow.
I'll tell you, my takeaway is you guys don't need me at all. Like, like that's the show, as far as I'm concerned.
I do love, though, Kevin, didn't mean to cut you off, that... I'm wasted in that. Kevin is sober. Ish?
Ish.
Okay.
Let's not get crazy.
All right.
323-520 AFRO.
Sure?
24 hours. Give me some of that sweet Sam.
It's coming up, man. It's coming up. The Kevin and Bean Show is going to be broadcasting live where? In San Diego for Comic-Con tomorrow and Friday at the House of Blues. You can join us and have fun at Comic-Con with a free one-day pass to the biggest comic book convention in the world. We'll give you a chance to win that in about an hour, maybe a little less than an hour from right now on K-Rock. All right. Weezer is back in a big way, Kevin, as you know, with their very surprised cover of Toto's 1982 hit Africa. And it's really brought them back to, I mean, this is the first time they've been on the charts in years. It's a phenomenal, huge success for them.
And didn't they do that because a 14-year-old girl in South Africa tweeted them or something?
Pretty much, yes.
That's the reason why they did it?
Yes. Which is so Weezer, I love it so much.
I do too.
So I got to give Dave, our producer, the credit for this. He said, hey, I know another musical genius who isn't as successful as he should be here in the 21st century. Maybe the same magic can strike twice. Let's get the Armenian comedian to record Africa as well.
Genius.
And bring him back, right? So, you were out. You missed it a couple of weeks ago. Maybe some of our listeners did too. So, that's the setup for our phone call to Sam as we prepare to world premiere his version of Africa. I think Sam joins us on the phone right now. Armenian comedian, how are you?
Oh my God.
Sam, turn down your radio. You're on the phone with us.
Oh my God.
Oh, for the love of God.
I love it.
Sam, 25 years we've been telling you. Turn down the radio.
Sam.
Sam.
He's the best.
Sam. Really?
All right, it's going to catch up any minute here. By the way, Kevin, you're not at all surprised to hear that's how the interview started,
it's
right?
It's insane because we have had him on, I don't know, hundreds of times.
Yes.
Every single time we spell it out in detail. There's some delay. It'll screw you up. Turn down your radio.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Every single time, and he doesn't.
So Omar's in with me. We finally get him on the phone. Sam?
How are you?
Oh, yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, turn the radio off. You can't listen to the radio while you're talking to us on the radio.
Okay, I'll go in the other room.
Okay. Jesus. Sam didn't know that until this. All right, so Dave calls you and says he wants you to record a version of Africa, the Toto song. What did you think?
Africa. I was born in Africa, Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, dude.
Okay, all right, so it's appropriate. Okay, great. Did you know the song, Sam?
I've heard before, yes, a lot.
Okay.
I've heard all the oldies all the time.
All right, and what did you think about the idea to have you record it?
It was got mysterious ways it works, Kevin and Bean. And I was born in Africa. I said, this is mine.
All right. So Sam, as you can tell, guys, is very excited about this.
How about that?
And you know his level of confidence, Kevin, when he goes into the studio.
Yeah, I also expected you to spend about 30 minutes explaining to him what that song was. So the fact that he knows it is great.
You think?
Let's find out. Now, Omar, in the studio that morning, explained how difficult it is to record Sam. When you've heard Armenian comedian music on our show before, for instance, I give you the Armenian comedian and Wing duet of the AC/DC song, right? Which is phenomenal.
Right.
That took lightning, God bless him, like 4 hours to put together.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how bad Sam is. But Sam came into the studio that day just on fire, knowing that he could knock this song out of the park with very little help from Omar.
Good.
So I told myself this past Wednesday, I'm going to give myself 2 hours to record a killer version of this song. I have the original track laid down, and I have a karaoke bed right there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take it phrase by phrase so we get everything right on time. We're as close to it as we can. Okay. Then kind of dump it into the computer and then adjust it.
All right.
Okay.
Easy.
So we start recording the first phrase, mm-hmm. and it goes fine. I'm thinking, wow, this is not going to take as long as I thought.
Right.
Then Sam starts throwing a fit.
Oh, no.
He's like, hey, man, I know the song. We could just do it in one take. Just giving me all kinds of attitude.
Hey, listen. I know the song. I can do it, and I did it in one take. Didn't I or what? Tell me.
Okay, well, we're going to world premiere it, Sam. And, guys, you guys just let us know how far into the song we can get through.
I don't think I like your attitude, Omar. You're a producer. He's an artist.
Right?
Okay?
Right?
He's artist.
You got to yield to the talent sometimes.
You
got to
follow
Omar.
His lead a little bit.
You know?
All right. So having said all that, are we ready, Kevin,
yes,
for the
please.
World premiere for your ears of Sam's Africa? Here we go.
Can't wait.
I placed it right down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. The white dogs cry out in the night.
Oh my God!
The
some solitary company.
Your early thoughts, Kevin.
Wow. First of all, he's working in some correct words in there.
A few, yeah.
Which shocks me. Uh-huh. Most not correct. Right. Most not correct. But a few.
And he couldn't be more not on the beat
correct.
Either, by the way.
Right.
Like, it's all over the place.
He was so insulted when Omar suggested they do a couple of takes.
Right. So that's about as much as we played. But we do go back to Sam right at the end here, and I think you'll enjoy what he has to say for us.
I know that I lost the world.
Okay. I think that's plenty. I think that's... What song is Sam singing?
Oh. I don't know, man. That's why I was so frustrated.
Sam, you weren't anywhere near in time with the music. Okay.
Oh, he's listening to himself on the radio. God damn it.
Sam.
Sam. Just, all right. Just keep doing what you're doing, Sam.
I love Sam so much.
There you go, Bean, ladies and gentlemen.
Bean usually doesn't text me while I'm on vacation, but I was on vacation that day, and he texted me. He's like, Sam was magic.
Really?
I love it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Allie, I appreciate you posting your hot dog on a stick photo this morning. I never get tired of seeing that.
Well, it is National Hot Dog Day, and I just want to remind people to celebrate responsibly and just enjoy some wieners.
I saw somebody say this morning that you should, and tell me what you guys think about this. I think I disagree, but his policy was ketchup is forbidden on a hot dog.
That's ridiculous.
That's
mustard
Matt
only.
Money Smith. That's like the hill he will die on.
Yeah, that's
oh,
stupid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, Matt and I have fought about this.
Yeah. Matt is crazy over
yes.
it.
Yes.
And Allie's right.
Is it just that he doesn't like ketchup so no one can?
His whole thing is you're not four. Unless you're 4 years old or under, there's no ketchup ever to be on a hot dog anywhere near it. He gets irate.
He fights people online and stuff. He's crazy.
It's
about
insane.
This. Yeah.
And when I got those dresses for the weenie roast with hot dogs on it, one of them had ketchup on it.
Oh no!
So I sent him a picture. I'm like, I'm wearing this just for you, and he's like, I hate you.
How does he feel about some of your other condiments? Your relish and your onions.
I'm a ketchup
and
relish guy. That's perfect for me.
Is he okay? Are hot dog purists okay with putting things like chili on a dog? Is that all right?
I think they'd prefer chili to ketchup. That's how adamant they are about being anti-ketchup.
I didn't realize that you guys were all in the big ketchup pocket here.
Debacle.
All right. Well, it is National Hot Dog Day, so as Allie says, please enjoy. 6:55. We're going to tackle these bird scooters coming up right after the top of the hour. Kevin almost just ran into a dude on one.
Oh, man, those are fun. I got to give you one of those.
First, though, time for What's Happening.
And by the way, Kevin almost ran over a dude on one in our hallway.
Well,
so let's not make it seem like you were out on the street.
I wasn't expecting to see anyone around that corner.
That poor guy. No one knows who he is, so we can't apologize to him.
R.I.P.
So did you hear about singer Michelle Williams yesterday, former Destiny's Child singer?
No, I did not.
She checked herself into a mental health facility for depression, and she's been there at least several days. And she said, for years, I've dedicated myself to increasing awareness of mental health and empowering people to recognize when it's time to seek help, support, and guidance from those that love and care for your well-being. And today, I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will be continuing to always lead by example. And I didn't know this, but she had talked before about being suicidal during the height of Destiny's Child.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Really, really sad. So she said that I didn't know until I was in my 30s what was going on. I just thought it was growing pains.
It's sad, but it's also great that people are now talking about it.
Absolutely.
It makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And
all of this
someone,
could have been avoided if Beyoncé would just return her phone calls once in a while.
That is not
I'm not sure that's
true.
The point.
They had the big reunion at Coachella. Remember her and Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Beyoncé lets him come out for 2 minutes a year.
I mean, she did have their mics turned off during the Super Bowl, that performance.
Right.
Remember? Everyone's like, why can't I hear either of them in the background? Oh, we know why.
I'm just saying some damage has been done, that's
you
all.
You are evil.
You're
but
a bad person.
Probably right. CW adding yet another superhero to its team. There's a Batwoman TV series. And it's, of course, from executive producer Greg Berlanti. He does some good superhero stuff.
Sure.
Here's the twist. Batwoman is a big old lesbian.
Yay!
Kids love it.
Kids do love it.
Here is the official logline for the project. Armed with a passion for social justice and a flair for speaking her mind, Kate Kane soars onto the streets of Gotham as Batwoman, an out lesbian and highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the failing city's criminal resurgence. But don't call her a hero yet. In a city desperate for a savior, Kate must overcome her own demons before embracing the call to be Gotham's symbol of hope.
Like, you want to go eat some tuna?
Oh my God! Where am I? What the? Jesus!
We didn't say it. What are you yelling about?
God damn it. Chip!
Let's just say, the lady knows her way around the vagina.
Here we go. Just play all your lesbian drops, Bean.
I know my taco's delicious.
You're not done. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it. Don't be so angry. Come on. We're all just having fun. We're all just having fun.
I hate you all.
Don't you understand? She's a lesbian.
Never get competitive with a lesbian.
Happy birthday to Kristen Bell, Steve Forbes, Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
You know, we could use a heads up on that.
Vin Diesel.
Priyanka Chopra, MIA, Wendy Williams.
How you doing? How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. Richard Branson, Canelo Alvarez, Bishop Briggs, and Darren Malakian. And that's what's happening.
Your passes for San Diego's Comic-Con at the Convention Center this weekend, coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Hey, Jensen Karp.
Oh, hey, friends.
Current, I guess, Kevin Bean hip-hop correspondent, yep. Gallery owner, author, podcaster, writer, producer. He does it all. Rapper, of course. Are you heading down to Comic-Con? That seems like it would be your scene.
No, that has too many people, but I appreciate you thinking that I don't have social anxiety. But, yeah.
I hear you on that, my friend.
I'll be there in spirit. You'll smell me amongst all the other nerds, but I won't be there.
You have been tweeting and podcasting about something that you are very fired up about lately, and I think this is going to split our audience in half. I really do think you're tearing us apart, Lisa. What's going on, Jensen?
I am here for one reason alone.
Okay.
And that reason is we need to stop these bird scooters.
Now, explain for people who haven't seen this what bird scooters are and the process by which you
Yes. Here's get the them. Thing. There are three companies, but we're going to focus mostly on Bird. But there's Bird, Lime, and Spin. Number one, those sound like Miami clubs, okay. Which I'm already mad at. But two, these are like razor scooters, mm-hmm. basically, kind of two-wheel, one kind of skateboard with a stick, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And they have motorized engines, and they can go up to 15 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Now, you can rent them with a credit card and driver's license just by using an app. You pay $1 to get the rental, and then it's 15 cents per mile.
Okay.
That sounds pretty cool, doesn't
yeah,
it,
right,
guys?
It's all great so far.
Yeah, if you want to look like a very cool Pee Wee Herman, I have a way for you to do it. It's called Bird. Now, here's a couple of the problems. One, you are not supposed to ride it on the sidewalk, which would mm-hmm. technically, mentally, be the easiest way. We'd be like, oh, that makes sense. I can get from A to B.
Sure.
No, you have to drive them in the streets.
Oh, good.
Ooh. That's a terrible idea. I've never looked on an LA street and said, you know what we need more of? Wheels. Like, no one's ever said that. Two, you need also, here's the other thing that's crazy. So you use it, then you just drop it anywhere.
So when you're done with it,
yes,
you literally just wherever you are, just drop it off.
You could just you could ride it, stop somewhere and just throw it in the street.
Stop it.
Yeah, like literally they don't give you any parameter as to where to drop it off. So you can be walking down Melrose or down Santa Monica Boulevard, all these different places, and there will just be littered scooters everywhere.
That's insane.
Well, I've seen pictures in China of what look like mountains of scooters in certain locations around their big cities.
Yes, and we all know that they don't have any sort of overpopulation right. issues mm-hmm. with bikes or scooters. I mean, clearly their roads must be very free and open, and that's something we should strive for.
But let me ask you a question. Yes. Have you ever ridden one?
I have ridden one.
It's pretty sweet.
What? What are you, 12?
Pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, this is Kevin.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it.
It's pretty sweet.
Listen,
there was three of them in front of the station today, so I had Ruben, our phone screener, we had him get the app, and so I've been using it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you know what's sweet? Also putting streamers on the sides of your bike and just being like, ring, ring, and just driving around the city asking where your mom is.
What about helmets, though? Shouldn't you have a helmet?
So Bird will send you a free helmet because you have to wear one, but that's also, I mean, like, is there a way to look less cool? Yeah, we got it for you. It's helmets. Also, like, this is all in line with what's going on in our nation. Like, the world is collapsing, and these Bird scooters are the locusts.
Are they?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like,
wow.
These are swarming. These are the things that are the sign of the final apocalypse.
Wow, I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yeah.
Let me jump in and play devil's advocate for just a moment. Okay. I have not ridden a scooter, but I can imagine a scenario where I'm with my family, and I'm in Santa Monica, say, and I need to go 10 blocks, and it's hot. And that's a long-ass way to walk.
Yeah.
What's the downside of me jumping on a scooter, spending 8 minutes to get the 10 blocks, dropping it off, and going about my day? I'm not hurting anybody, right? As long as I'm safe, I don't run into somebody.
I mean, listen.
How am I a bad guy?
Just because you're not hurting somebody doesn't mean that I won't hate it. that is a guarantee. Two, if you're in Venice Beach or wherever you are and you're having a beautiful beach day, we got those weird rentals on tandem bikes or whatever it is. Like, I don't need them everywhere. Like, if we lessen them up, maybe I'll feel okay, but you can't go 10 feet on Beverly Boulevard right now.
Right.
Without seeing three lined up in a row, because that's the way they're dropped off after being charged. Like, this is just too much.
Does it seem like there's no plan whatsoever as far as distribution?
There's no plan for anything.
Just for anything.
Yeah, I mean, if there was any sort of plan for when you were done with it, that would also feel good. But instead, just drop it anywhere. Come into my house and drop it in front of my television.
But I'm saying that worked out in our favor this morning, as there were three right out in front.
I mean,
I was so excited.
Whose favor?
Mine.
I mean, listen, no one is dropping by K-Rock. You guys clearly are in the middle of a swamp. Everyone knows that. No one is going to come over here to pick it up and then be like, you know what I need to do? I need to go over to that old Toys R Us. It's not even open. You guys aren't in the middle of a space. I mean, this is crazy. This makes no sense.
So it's dangerous and it's litter. That sounds like two of your complaints.
Yeah, two of them. I have many more. The other idea is people are like, oh, people who can't afford cars. You need to have a credit card. You need to have a driver's license.
Right.
Also, Bird is now being valued at over $2 billion, this company.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
They've become an actual lobbying company. Here in California, they are fighting to make it 20 miles per hour, because right now you can only go 15.
Let me tell you, going 15 is a little scary.
Yeah, they're saying to go 20. So you tell me which 16-year-old you want driving down Melrose going 20 miles per hour on a scooter.
Right, but a person that's a good driver like me,
yeah,
listen, good, all good with, right?
I'd rather you have a big piece of metal driving down 405.
I'm confused as to how you get the helmet.
They send it to you.
Like in the mail?
You can ask for it. Yeah, it's like a free helmet.
You know you're going to use it a lot, you ask them to send you a helmet and then they mail it to you?
Yeah, the helmet's
That's the strangest business proposition ever.
Right. Absolutely. The helmet's like a scarlet letter to show you're a virgin. You know what I mean? Like, I have an actual official Bird helmet. Love me. I don't know why.
That's the voice of Jensen Karp here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about the very controversial Bird scooters. We are inviting your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Jennifer is ahead of the curve. She's already on the line from Sherman Oaks Line 2. Let's see what Jennifer has to say.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, guys, I loathe.
All right, but have you ridden one?
I have once.
And that didn't turn you around? What is your heart made out of stone?
It definitely didn't.
What's your complaint? What's your complaint, Jen?
So, I work in Westwood, and I work in the medical community. And if I have one more college student zip by taking a selfie while riding a motorized scooter.
Sounds safe.
Car accident and running into me. I'm going to have to punch someone in the face.
If you're taking a selfie on one of them, you should just combust. That's just too much douchery.
It should be law. Yeah.
The truth of that is I'm of torn mind there, because on one hand, I really hate it. And on the other, I feel like it's Darwinism at its best, too.
So the people who are taking selfies aren't going to be paying attention anyway, and they're going to just, you know, thin the herd.
It is the worst.
Gotcha.
Okay, let me ask you one more quick question, Jennifer, and thank you so much for listening and for calling. Do you have any animosity toward bicyclists? Is that the same for you, or is Birds very different from bicycles?
I feel like bike riders can be slightly more aware, but there's some of those that can also be equally jerks. So it just depends. depends more on how self-aware somebody is when using alternative.
If you're counting on self-awareness, we got a real issue.
Especially in L.A.
I was
going to
say, we're in Los Angeles, everyone.
All right. Concerning. Great call. Thank you very much. 1-800-520-1067. We want you to weigh in on the bird scooters. You think we can find some people who love them, by the way?
I love them. I'm telling you right now. I'm standing right here. I love them.
I don't know if we'll find anyone.
There may not be anybody out there.
I'm saying I love it.
I do want to give a suggestion to everyone who's listening who hates them.
Okay.
On social media, I'm asking for something.
Okay.
Oh.
If you see them standing up in your area, just take your social media, take a video, and just kick it over. Just walk over and knock them over. And if you can get a domino effect, that's like a dream.
Okay.
That's like a 10.
You get extra points.
That's like a 10 from the Russian judge.
Should there be a hashtag for you?
It's just hashtag scoot it. S-C-O-O-T-I-T. And you just go up and you just kick it. Or I'm not saying even damage it. Maybe you just bump into it. But the point is, they should be on the floor. They knock them down.
Okay.
That's it. You've given this a lot of thought. So 1-800-520-1067. Your calls on the bird scooters next on camera.
All right, just ahead of Incubus, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Christine, who is calling us from Marina Del Rey. Hi, Christine.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling in about the birds because my dog hates them. Therefore, I hate them, too.
Your dog hates bird scooters.
Yes. He is an 80-pound dog, and he tries to attack every single one that goes by.
That sounds like an owner issue to me.
No. I am not the only one. I see all the other dogs on their walks because they're always on the sidewalk. Going back to what you guys were saying, they're never on the road.
Okay, now let me ask, thank you very much for that. It's a great point, and I want to ask Jensen because you've done the research on this.
Yes.
When you rent a bird scooter, they tell you you're not allowed to ride on the sidewalk, right?
Correct. They say you have to ride in a bike lane.
But there's no enforcement, obviously. Anyone can take it. They can ride it on a lawn if they want to. No one's there to stop them.
Yeah, they don't stop the bike. Yeah, absolutely.
What percentage of people do you think are taking them on the sidewalks?
I have only seen 100%. I have not seen anyone in the
I would think so,
streets.
Too, because going out in the streets, the worst possible idea.
Yeah, it's not Mario Kart.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't just drive with cars. No, it would be completely unsafe.
There's an article that's going around. I think it might be the L.A. Times. L.A. Times. It just has account of accidents. After accident.
Those are people who don't know how to ride.
People getting hit. Pedestrians getting hit on sidewalks and falling down and breaking their arms.
Well, they need
stuff.
To get out of the way.
You're the
Kevin's
worst.
Got an excuse for everything.
By the way, I just realized bird rhymes with nerd. How did I not make that joke earlier?
Christine, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We're taking your calls on the bird scooters. 1-800-520-1067 after the Incubus on K-Rock. Give you some Comic-Con tickets in about 5 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, back to the topic, these bird scooters. Francisco writes in from the 323, Dear Kevin and Bean. I deliver in Marina Del Rey, and I see them all the time, but I hate that people drop them off in the most random places. In the alleys, they block emergency doorways from apartment complexes. They block gates so that when I have to deliver stuff, I have to constantly be moving around them. But they are fun.
Right!
No, come on.
Yes, right! It comes to the correct conclusion.
Oh, that is awful. So you can say the same thing about cigarettes, guys. Bad for you, but you look cool. You look like a Sam Jackson character.
All right, now this is interesting. San Francisco, let's go to Alyssa Line 2, please, L.A. San Francisco has been, am I right, Jensen, a little bit ahead of L.A.? Didn't they get them kind of before we did?
Well, Venice, actually, technically, I am first, but obviously because of Silicon Valley, yes, San Francisco's got them a lot, yeah.
Well, let's find out what may be coming our way. Alyssa, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, not only do I just hate how they are just being piled up outside of my work, but a while ago, before they became big here, my boyfriend who lives in San Francisco was telling me what was going on there. People were just getting so frustrated with them piling up on the streets that they were literally throwing them into the ocean.
Oh, nice.
Into the bay. They were being found in trees. They were being, like, dismantled and thrown off the bridge. It was such a huge problem that they banned
But Alyssa,
them.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ridden one?
Yeah. I have not.
Oh,
no.
So fun. You should try it. Thank you for the call on that. Jensen, what happens if somebody destroys one of these scooters kind of on your watch?
I'm sure it's a personal liability that you could probably get in trouble for. But, again, I'm not saying to put it in a tree or in a bay. I'm just saying... Hashtag scoot it and just kick it over, video it and kick it over and send it to us at Kevin and Bean. That's all. Not a big deal.
Let's try Kevin, shaky name, line one, Temple City, up next on the Kevin and Bean show. We've turned him around. I think he now likes the bird scooters. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about bird scooters.
So, I think it's stupid, but I think I'm going to load up like 50 to 100 of them in a pickup truck and just litter them on City Hall.
Not a bad idea. Everyone feels.
You know what? Okay. That's hashtag scoot it. I'll accept.
Kevin, they probably don't even notice it. So,
Kevin, have you tried one?
I have not.
See?
I'm not gonna.
See, that's the issue right there.
All right, let's go to Benny Line 6, Kevin. He's your people. He has tried it, and he legitimately loves it.
Right, because to try it is to love it, Bean. Hey, Benny.
Benny.
So, yeah, me and my buddy were you know, drinking one night, and we found some and had a great time on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised because he's super uncoordinated. Just had a blast. And the next morning I saw that the city of San Francisco was picking them all up and saying they were illegally parked everywhere.
Oh, is that right?
So just to, so we keep score here.
Oh, clarify.
Everyone doesn't like it, except for someone who just called it and says he loves drinking and driving with it.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Kevin,
it's four wheels. It's two wheels. I don't know if it's a difference. They're
really drunk is better. No, you're right. You could do it drunk. Please, go into the bike lane.
Motorcycles, you can't.
Who said drunk? I said drinking. Come on.
Drinking, right. He didn't say drunk.
It's not a problem.
I don't want Benny on my side. Is that cool?
God. Honestly, I like the argument that you're saying, like, oh, it's bad, but have you tried it?
Right.
Also, you know what's like that also? Heroin. Well, I'm sure heroin is great. I'm not going to try it to know.
Jensen, can you get – is this just as an aside, can you make money by charging these bird scooters?
I mean, I don't want to really praise it, but I guess I have to. It's like real-life Pokemon in a sense that at the end of the day when they're dropped off on Melrose or whatever in front of K-Rock, you can then pick them up and then take them home and charge them and get paid to charge them. So basically you use the app. They tell you where there are uncharged bikes, and then you pick them up, take them home, take three at a time basically, and then put them back out into the wild together at designated spaces, and they just put money into your account. And that they use terrible puns like leave it at a nest or go bird hunting, which I also hate puns.
Oh, agreed.
Oh, no. Judson hates puns?
Oh, agreed. I mean, I like puns. I like puns, but not when it involves my safety and a drunk guy being like, I like these scooters.
All right. I can see you're undecided. We're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for the calls. Jensen, before we say goodbye to you, we're going to see some of your handiwork on the TV tonight.
That's right. The ESPYs, the only the funny parts I wrote tonight. It's 8 p.m. on ABC. You'll see Danica Patrick hosting. I wrote all the funny stuff.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you again.
Hashtag scoot it. Kick them over. Video it. Send it to me.
Let's clear the lines right now. Kevin, let's give away some tickets for Comic-Con, shall we?
All right. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We did title fight earlier in the week with titles of comic book movies. And we had two contestants. One of them got two correct, and the other one got one correct.
Right.
And they were the worst contestants that we may have ever had in any contest ever for anything.
And Dave wasn't much better
either, by the way.
As one of the clue givers.
Correct. So we're going to try it again. You call now. 1-800-520-1067. And we will do Title Fight coming up next for Comic-Con Pack. I think I'm wrong when I say it's possible that the last Comic-Con game that we did with Title Fight may have been the worst contestants that we've ever had.
Ever.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Allie, you were legitimately furious, weren't you?
I cussed on the air. It didn't even occur to me that I was doing it. I sure did.
So the game is a title fight. The topic is comic book movies. The prize is a one-day pass to San Diego's Comic-Con at Convention Center this weekend. By the way, quick reminder, Kevin and Bean Show broadcasting live from the House of Blues in San Diego tomorrow and Friday. So much good stuff happening as there is every year at Comic-Con, including this year, the 10-year anniversary of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I guess that means, was Iron Man the first one, you guys?
Yeah.
Is that the kickoff of this the MCU? So it's been 10 years since the first Iron Man. Also, they'll be celebrating 25 years of the X-Files. They got 50 years of 2001 A Space Odyssey and so much more. So let's hit the big intro, and then we'll explain to our contestants how to win Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to
Comic-Con. Let's meet Karina, line one. She's in Los Angeles, our first contestant. Hey, Karina.
Oh.
Hi there. Hey, have you heard Title Fight before on the Kevin and Bean Show?
I have, yes.
Okay, good. So you know how it works. You get to pick either Dave or Allie as your partner. They're going to try to get you to come up with the names, as many as you can, in 45 seconds of comic book movies. There are five is what you're shooting for. They can't use any of the major words in that title. They can't describe the movie. They just have to get you to come up with the title. If you don't know one, be sure to pass and then move on and then come back to it at the end if you still have time. Do you have any questions?
No. Got it.
All right. Who are you going to be playing with today?
I'm going to go with my girl, Allie.
All right. Good choice.
Very smart.
Good choice.
Very smart.
Most of the time you win if you go with Allie. All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Comic book movies is what she's trying to get you to say. Good luck, Karina. Go.
Thank you.
All right, this is something that you commit. Adultery is one. Murder is one. Pass. Okay, this is an arachnid. It crawls.
Spider-Man.
Yes. This is something that's great. And then the number that's after three.
Fantastic Four.
Yes. Opposite of woman is a?
Male. Man.
Man. Yes. And then this is like a metal.
Iron Man.
Nope. Man is the first word, and then a metal, a type of metal.
Man of Steel.
Yes. This is not a nurse, but a...
Oh, she was okay. Good.
She was all right, good. She was very good. Yeah.
Good
all
job, right,
I didn't hear her word. It's not a what, but a... I didn't hear the first word.
Oh, no. All right. Well,
you got three.
You got three.
You did a good job, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. You didn't get Sin City, which I... What? Who? What's that?
Yeah, when she was trying to get you to think about murder Jessica or adultery, Alba. She was going for Sin, Sin City.
You can't say for. Jessica Alba.
No, but she was saying what is it?
Said Vegas.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I say Vegas?
Why did you say Vegas?
Holy crap,
here's
Karina,
the other thing.
So right.
Here's the other thing that we don't tell people is that Allie doesn't look at the clues until
you're not
the
allowed to
bell
until,
starts.
Yeah.
So now part of the fun. Yeah.
So now, and so Dave hasn't even looked at it
yet. Karina, that's such a good idea.
All right, Karina, you hold on. We're going to go to Henry in El Monte.
Vegas.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, good morning.
Henry, you have a tough competitor on the other line. Three, I mean, you heard how tough it is sometimes to get three. So you got to beat that if you want to win these Comic-Con tickets. And you already enter a disadvantage because let's all look who your partner is, okay?
Oh, we're going to be fine, Henry.
All right. Any questions, sir?
No, that is all. I mean, I'm good.
And
all right. Good luck.
Go.
All right. These haunt you. You see them in the dark. Let's see. They're usually white with a sheet on.
Pass.
Okay. Not God, but...
Devil?
Yep.
Devil?
Yep. All right. This is a jungle cat.
Black Panther.
Right on. Let's see. All right. I'm just going to skip that one. And these are sharp objects. It's like on a knife.
Wolverine?
Nope. What's the sharp object on the knife or the sword?
Oh, the blade.
Yeah. All right. Now... All right, so not God, but it's, or if someone who does something crazy. If you do something crazy,
Oh, is it Ty?
It is a tie.
Ty.
Oh, Dave was good. Dave was looking for. He was trying to get to Daredevil is where he was trying to get with the opposite of God and people who do things crazy. All right, so refresh my memory. It's been a while since we've had a tie in title fight. What do we do next?
Now we do it for time. There's one title that they have to get now. And we do it for time. So Allie's
going to
go again.
The title fast. Okay.
Allie's going to go with Karina again.
May I suggest that I go first since they went first the first time? And then that way we put the pressure on them?
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I think that's how it should work.
Okay, we can discuss that in the meeting afterwards. All right, Karina. Are you ready, Karina?
Yes.
All right, there's one more title. You have to get it, and we're going to count.
So good,
we're going to count how many seconds it takes you, and then we're going to compare. You ready?
Yes.
And go.
You wear this on your wrist, and it tells time.
Watch.
Yes. And
Watchmen.
Yes.
Oh, she's so
good.
Look
at that. 6.5 seconds.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Karina. That is impressive.
Henry, you just want to hang up or?
No.
You want to give it a try?
Oh, she's so good.
She is so
there's
good.
There's a lot of girl power this morning, Henry. I don't know how you and Dave are going to combat that, but you know what? Who knows? Maybe it'll be one you guys will get.
Our girl power will be just as strong.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready, Henry?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Go.
Ooh, okay, opposite of alive, and you go swimming in these things.
Deadpool.
Yeah!
Yep. Oh, wow.
About 6.9.
No!
What?
Yep, 6.9.
These both people were good, though.
Karina, you got the tickets for Comic-Con.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, lady.
Thank you.
Who are you giving them to? Because girls don't go.
Have a great time. Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
We forgot to mention, by the way, that in less than 24 hours from right now, we'll have new music from Muse on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How about that? Very excited.
And I think the band is stopping by to deliver it personally.
Correct.
Which has been a great
new trend with the singles from this forthcoming album is they brought all of them to us.
I know. I love it.
So Muse joins us tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour here on KROQ. You definitely don't want to miss the premiere of their brand new song. It is Wednesday morning now, 7:53. Allie, what's happening?
Remember on Monday when I told you how Elon Musk just seems to be having some issues on Twitter?
Sure.
Just coming after some people. It all started when he was basically called out for the whole Thailand cave thing. He wanted to bring a submarine in, and people were saying, calm down, Elon. He's like, no, they're asking me to do it. And then one of the guys that was involved with the rescue said that it was just a PR stunt, and he said to stick his submarine where it hurts.
Why did people escalate that so fast?
Well, and then it got real weird when Elon responded and called the man a pedo. So, claiming that he was a pedophile.
Wow.
Because, you know, he was in Thailand, which is where you go when you're a pedophile. It all got really weird, and people were coming down on him like, what are you doing? Stop it. And then he was doubling down with the, bet you a signed dollar that he is, and people are like, oh my God, stop. He deleted all those tweets, and the gentleman, Vernon Unsworth, said that he was really considering legal action, defamation, not a good thing. Well, I woke up this morning to Elon Musk apologizes, blah, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh, good. So I went to his Twitter page, couldn't find the apology. So I'm like, where? Weird. Oh, okay. You had to click on an article where a guy tweeted, finally, a thorough piece of reporting on the Elon Musk Thai submarine fiasco by a non-reporter. Journalism is dead, yada, yada. And then links this article, to which Elon responded to. That's why it wasn't on his page like something he had tweeted.
Right.
He responded to this guy, and in typical Elon fashion, he's not a fan of journalists.
Right.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, as this well-written article suggests, my words were spoken in anger after Mr. Unsworth said several untruths and suggested I engage in a sexual act with the mini-sub, which had been built as an act of kindness and according to specifications from the dive team leader. That's tweet number one.
Okay.
The second tweet, which again, you have to find on his page. It's not an apology. It's a response to a guy that wrote an article.
Okay.
Nonetheless, his actions against me do not justify my actions against him. And for that, I apologize to Mr. Unsworth and to the companies I represent as leader. The fault is mine and mine alone. All right, Elon.
Okay.
Also, your stock took a dump on Monday. A pretty sizable dump. But it's just all weird that he wouldn't come out and either make a statement on his Twitter page, because that's where it all was.
That whole thing
you literally have to navigate it and find it.
Right.
And it's only in response to an article not written by what he would consider a journalist. So it must be an okay thing. You guys, it's too much. It's too much.
Put the keyboard down, put your phone down, and back away.
Back away. You're Elon Musk, for God's sakes.
I mean, if you're running a large corporation or, say, a large country, you really shouldn't be picking fights on Twitter.
Very, very good point. Bean, did you ever read any of the Anne Rice novels, Vampire Chronicles?
I did not.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And as a New Orleans guy.
I know. Her house is right around the corner from
me. Yeah. All those stories are right in your backyard.
I started all of them.
She's interviewed with a vampire.
I did because I love vampires.
That's her, right? Interview with a vampire. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
Love vampires.
Hulu is now going to develop a TV series based on her novel collection, The Vampire Chronicles. There was word that they were going to do a small screen adaptation, and then Brian Fuller from Hannibal was involved, and I was like, yes, nothing could be better. Then he pulled out of it. But now Hulu is back in. We're going to see some amazing vampire stuff.
Love it.
I'm into it.
Can't wait.
I love it.
But this is going to be vampires without, like, the sparkles and the talking dog, right?
Right.
Right.
We're past that now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, these are legit vampires.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Would you be interested in a subscription streaming service from Walmart?
No!
So far, I'm with the guy that just yelled. Because what? You mean music?
No, to go against Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. Okay, well.
No.
They think that they could do a bargain price of $8 a month or less that would appeal to their massive customer base.
And what are they going to have on it?
That's a great question. Because Netflix say that they're spending $8 billion of content in 2018. Obviously, Walmart has a ton of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting from scratch now. Netflix has built this up. Yeah. Everyone wants to be on Netflix. And then you want to be on Hulu or Amazon, right?
I would think so, yeah.
You're not going to bring your show to Walmart and be like, you're the one.
Isn't Walmart the company that sort of censors music and doesn't sell certain music and stuff like that? So, so no.
Yeah, have problems with, you know, livable wages and whatnot.
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, all right, then. Yeah, hold on.
Okay, good.
All right, that's not happening.
I'm glad that's gone.
Solved that. Let's talk about some birthdays. We've got Kristen Bell. We've got Chase Crawford. We've got M.I.A. Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
How you doing?
I told you. Priyanka Chopra. Richard Branson. Saul Canelo Alvarez. He's the redhead, right? Ate some tainted meat. Wasn't that him?
I think so, yeah.
Gave him steroids or something? And tainted meat? Come on, dude. That's like a would or wouldn't, isn't it? Ridiculous. Bishop Briggs, Darren Malakian, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel!
And that's what's happening.
Don't forget, Imagine Dragons tickets for you in less than 1 hour from right now, and you qualify for the grand prize during We'll Do Friday here on the show for a meet and greet with the band and a backstage tour and more. Details at Carrick.com. Your chance to win coming up. You know, we've made a lot of mistakes on this show over the years.
Really?
I feel like we're about to make another one.
No, don't be ridiculous.
As we welcome into the studio, our producer, Dave the King of Mexico, and his little sidekick, DJ Omar Khan. Hey, guys.
Good morning, guys.
What happened the other day, Kevin, in this meeting?
Well, Dave brought up a great pitch.
And then he got to the one about the paper airplane.
And then I was all in. And then the room just turned hard.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like him to re-pitch it. And let's reconsider whatever.
But I feel like we've already voted hard.
Maybe you voted. No. Right, but a little too quickly for my taste. Didn't even consider it.
It was a fast pass, though. Was it, Allie? You were with me on that.
Too fast, some would say.
Like in the middle of him saying it. It was like, out.
Well, maybe you guys didn't get the full information.
Right, that's
so
what I
just want to bring it up again and get your take on it.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I get these pitches from emails, and it opens up with, how far can you make a paper airplane fly? I'm in right away. Like,
okay,
yeah.
You know that little trash box, trash can icon on your Outlook?
Drag it on over.
Yeah, that's all you do. You're done with it. You move on with your day.
No. But then you read the great detail.
Yeah, so the pitch is for John Collins, who holds the world record and earned the nickname the Paper Airplane Guy after setting the record in 2012.
Wow. Now I ask you, is there a better nickname?
I feel like there could be.
I don't think so.
I would have beat him to death with a paper airplane.
Paper Airplane Guy. What a terrible name.
He has a book titled Paper Airplane.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, he's very creative.
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
So he is about to attempt to break his own world record. With the paper airplane in distance of paper airplanes, I think its current record is 207 feet.
Well, he's not just throwing that, like,
that
for
seems
distance. He's got to be throwing it off of something elevated.
Off a cliff?
That's what I'm saying.
I saw the video, and it's in a hangar, airplane hangar, and he just throws
it. Wait, so there's no wind?
No, it's just in
and
a...
it's just regular
it's
paper?
It's just regular paper.
No.
He tosses it, and that thing flies.
Flies.
Flies!
I want to ask this question. If he's attempting to break his own world record, that means that in the entire world of 7 billion people, there's nobody else attempting it.
Because no one can do it. They're attempting it.
Because he's the only one in the world who cares.
They just can't do it.
Look, I think I'm voting yes for the same reason you're voting no, which is this is incredibly stupid.
Okay.
And I love it.
All right.
He's the paper airplane guy.
He wrote a book called Paper Airplane.
Right. That's my point.
Let me ask you this. Before you go on, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Yes.
You're a great interviewer. We all know that.
Sure.
What would you say to him beyond, so you make paper airplanes, huh? What's left after that?
Tell us about other paper airplanes that you made.
Well, here's a point that I think you'll be persuaded by.
There you go.
we can go behind the scenes of the fascinating world of paper airplane competitions.
Now that
that's
got
what
me.
I'm up.
Yeah. Because there's no behind
the scenes. You take a piece of paper and you bend it and you throw
Bean
it.
Has
but that's
no skill.
It.
But Bean, let me ask you a question. Are you surprised that there's a competition? That there's probably rules and judges and all that nonsense for paper airplanes.
I'm not surprised because there's air guitar contests.
Right.
I mean, there's a world champion in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's the pony riding contest without the stick ponies.
Get us the air guitar champion, too.
at least the air guitar champion involves music. And
no,
it could be,
no, it doesn't.
Nothing. It could be funny to look at, though. The airplane guy, there's nothing interesting about watching
an
airplane.
Are you kidding? Do you know how much skill it takes to make a decent airplane?
Oh, you made one. That's very nice, Omar.
I have three different ones here.
Okay.
Oh. This one is usually for distance. Mm-hmm. This
one is
kind of like designed if you are from, like, say, a stadium.
Uh-huh.
This will kind of like float down and catch the wind, and it'll go for like distance.
Oh, wow. All
right. You know how much
this
I hate.
This is kind of like a basic one.
Yeah.
You know how much I hate beach balls at baseball games and the wave and all that? When someone does a paper airplane from the top of the top deck, I watch that thing all the way
you root
until
for it to get to
lands.
The field.
Yes.
Because nothing's happening on the baseball field. So you're going, come on, paper airplane.
No, but if it doesn't, then we boo the guy who made the paper airplane.
In junior high, I went through a stage where I was obsessed with making paper airplanes. Mm-hmm. And I was the guy in the back of the classroom throwing them at teachers. And the teachers, they would never know, like, where they were coming
Please,
from.
Please, they all knew.
No.
Come on.
Dude, all the
Is
people
Omar
were
in
just,
your class?
They were just laughing their ass off. And,
right, but then you realized that girls had boobs. And then you stopped playing with paper airplanes.
Why do you hate Joy,
I
Bean?
Hope. But, Allie, don't you want to know how John makes the planes that he uses to break the records? Don't you want to know that skill, that craft?
I want to know the last time that John knew the love of a woman.
He'll let you know.
Yeah. I think I appreciate the effort.
But before you say no, Omar believes that he can beat the 207 feet.
Oh, I could serve everyone.
What do you think about that?
Boom! Right over that speaker.
What if Omar went down as the record holder for the greatest paper airplane? Now does that change things?
All right. I'm listening.
You got my attention. But what makes you think, Omar, have you ever thrown an airplane even close to 200 feet?
No.
Could you start training now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If he trained, could we have this guy in? The paper airplane guy. Was that his nickname?
Yes.
The paper airplane guy. That was his nickname.
The dumbest nickname, and that is it.
What's his book, though? His book's got a catchy
paper airplane.
Right, okay.
Look, and then we get MIA to come out and perform while they throw.
It's your birthday today.
I don't mind taking down this paper airplane guy. I don't mind Omar being the new record holder. I don't mind that at all.
That's our goal.
So you're saying your vote is contingent on Omar being able to beat 207 feet.
Yes.
So now it's in the ball's in Omar's court.
Exactly. Mm.
That's what I've said.
Right.
I say it's on.
All right.
It's on.
Get back to us, son.
DJ Omar Khan took on the great outdoors on his vacation. He went camping, and we told him a bunch of horror stories about animals attacking. He didn't believe any of them. And then he fought an animal. So we'll tell you about that next. About 25 minutes, your chance to win tickets to see Imagine Dragons at the Forum this weekend. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, which is a meet and greet with the band, backstage tour, signed vinyl copies of their music, and a bunch of other things. So keep listening for your chance to win.
And let me tell you, that Imagine Dragons show, that's a show you want to see in person.
Agreed.
Real
that's good.
Good
stuff. Hey, DJ Omar Khan.
Good morning.
Welcome back, sir. We were catching up earlier in the week on our various vacations. We hadn't gotten to you yet, and we were very fascinated to hear how your time off went, because before we broke, you said, hey, I'm taking the kids camping for the first time ever, and I'm not sure what to expect.
That's right. We went to Yosemite, and let me tell you something about Mother Nature. She's a bitch.
Wow. That is bold.
Listen.
Oh, no,
Mother Nature, everything about Mother Nature wants to just kill you.
Yeah.
She's just
super hot time.
Oh, yeah.
That you were up. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Mother Nature just hates you more than most.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. So we drive up there and we get there around 4 a.m. because the camp that we want to get doesn't hold reservations. Mm-hmm. So it's first come, first served.
Okay.
So you have to line up for it.
Right. You have to line up for it. And I'm going with supposedly experts.
You told us before you went they were expert campers.
That's what they told me.
Okay.
Turns out they're a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we get there at 4 a.m. and it's I've never been in a place where it's so pitch black dark if you don't have any light.
Right.
You turn the car lights off, you can't see 5 feet in front of you.
Yes.
Okay, so we get there at 4 a.m. It's Omar, pitch
black
dark. Omar,
that's what most of this country used to be like at night.
I'm a city boy, Bean. This is my first time camping. I do not get it. Okay?
All right. All right, so first of all, you don't know it's going to be dark. Go ahead.
Yes. So I get out there. Well, because I'm a city guy. In the city, it's never really that dark, right?
Sure.
So... Four car loads of people with a bunch of food in it, okay? They have bear lockers there. What you're not supposed to do is have food in your car because bears will come to your car for food.
Now, let me just stop you there.
Yeah.
I feel like that message was conveyed to you on this program before you left.
Didn't we talk about that?
Also, when you were a little kid watching Yogi Bear, that should have been... transmitted to you as
It's a cartoon, Bean.
He was having a picnic.
You know? So they have bear lockers where you're supposed to store food.
Right.
So all of us get out. We're going to stretch our legs. It's pitch black dark. You know, we have one of the car's lights on. And we see this black shadow of a monster hop on a car. On top of a car right next to us.
No.
And we're like, what? And we all get on our cars. And we're all just scared assless.
Right.
We're like, what the heck's going on? It's a raccoon. Okay.
Huge raccoon.
At least your kids weren't there.
And my kids were asleep.
They were asleep.
And okay, so we're all there.
It's a monster. It's a raccoon.
Oh, it was a raccoon. However, this raccoon was working out on steroids.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on with this raccoon.
It's the Barry Bonds of raccoons.
Absolutely. Right. Huge head. So he kind of goes away, and everybody we're taking turns, kind of like sleeping with one eye open.
Okay.
They open up the camp. We get registered, and the first day we spend setting up. Everything's fine. Okay.
Okay.
We go to sleep. Everything's all good. The second day, I get bitten really quick with mosquitoes, any kind of insect bite, to the point where it's really painful, and I'm not going to have a good time. So I bring a lot of bug spray with me. Okay.
Right.
So I cake myself on with this bug spray. The thing about camping is that you're going to a mountain just filled with dirt.
Right.
So there's nothing but dirt out there. So even if you take a shower, you step outside, you're dirt. Okay?
Especially with
bug spray.
Yeah.
So you know those black lines you get, like, you know, in the crevices?
Uh-huh.
Instantly. I'm just black. Okay.
Good.
It's disgusting.
So you're having a great time.
So, no.
Okay.
Turns out not so much, but my kids are.
Okay, good.
So they love it out there. You know, they're having a good day. And the people that supposedly are experts tell me, hey, we're going on this hike. I'm thinking, cool. I'm down. I'm, you know, no worries, you know.
Never.
And so on top of bug spray, I have to put the sunscreen on because it's 1,000 degrees out.
Sure.
We go on this hike. Now I call this the hike of death.
Okay. They always are. Omar.
Okay. So I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're doing fine. Okay. However, like, you just lose footing, you're dead because
it's
you're
that
on a cliff.
Much of a cliff.
Yes.
What?
It's a 3-mile hike that took us about 3 hours to get to the first waterfall.
Okay.
So we get there. It's fine, okay? My 6-year-old, my 4-year-old, they're fine. We have water.
Now, you're miserable at this point, though.
I'm miserable because I'm like, trying not to let my daughter die the entire time.
Right.
And she's a kid. She doesn't get it.
Right.
Right? But there's people, like, going... I mean, the steps up this mountain were maybe 3 feet.
And that's
it? Yeah. And there's people going up and down. So you're making way and all that. So we get up there, waterfall, beautiful. It was amazing, actually.
Head back to camp.
It was amazing. So, yeah. We're not even going to attempt the second one. We run out of water.
Okay.
Because these experts supposedly said that, hey, well, you only need that 2-liter backpack and you're good. They'll have water fountains up there to fill. Turns out what they didn't have, water fountains to fill
water.
Water
fountains?
On a hike?
What?
On these national parks, yeah. They have water fountains in specific areas.
Okay.
Yeah, because they you could only plan so much and carry so much water with you. So they have places where you could fill your water.
And you guys found out exactly where those were?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So we're like, I'm not going to hike up there. That's crazy. My kids are small, you dumbasses. Let's climb down. The 6-year-old is fine.
Okay.
The 4-year-old, however...
Is done?
Was done.
No.
Okay, and I'm dickhead dad who took my four-year-old on this stupid hike. And what do I have to do?
Carry her back.
I carry her down the freaking mountain 3 miles.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, don't have kids.
I don't think that's the point.
Oh,
point. I don't think that's the point. So after hiking another 2.5 miles down, we get to camp. We're like, okay, let's make some dinner. We make the dinner. We get the National, not the National Guard, the park ranger comes in. And he's just like, hey, guys, you see all this food that's out, the coolers and stuff? You guys are doing it wrong. I don't know anything about camping. Right. I thought these guys would have my back. They're like, yeah, all this food's going to attract bears, okay? The bears will come. If you're going to eat, you need to pull out the locker, cook it, put everything back in the locker instantly, okay? So I was like, okay. He's just like, all this bug spray you guys have out, anything with scent, deodorant, locker, okay?
Okay.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm caked in this stuff, right?
Yeah, bears dig it.
Right. So we go and we go shower in the river because that's the only place there's water. So you have biodegradable soap. You get it. You get in there and, you know, it's fine. So I come back, cake myself on with bug spray. And now it's campfire time and marshmallows roasting with the kids, right? I'm on this little bench and I hear a little rustling behind my back. I'm like, what the hell? Don't pay any attention to it. I'm a couple of beers in because I'm trying to relax a little.
I get it.
Could I just suggest if you're camping and you hear a little noise behind you?
Maybe have a glance. Maybe, exactly, right? So I'm roasting their marshmallows and then I hear a... And then the marshmallows are gone.
What?
Oh, no. Marshmallows are gone, okay? So at this point, you have the fire, everything is dark.
Start yelling at your kids. What'd you do with the marshmallows?
No. And you have these little headlamps you have to wear.
Okay.
So I turn on my headlamp, and I'm like looking all over, freaking that roided out raccoon that was there on the first day.
The roided raccoon?
Had my marshmallows, okay?
Took your marshmallows right off the stick?
Right off, no, not off the stick, off the bench.
Off the bench.
The whole bag. So I'm thinking he's punking not only me and my family, but everybody else, because those are all the marshmallows we have.
Right.
I'm like, I gotta go toe-to-toe with this raccoon.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
You didn't have any other marshmallows?
Listen, no, that was it. We have one bag.
Wow.
So I gotta get those marshmallows back, right? This raccoon, by the way, is maybe 5 feet away from me, just like stands up on all two, is just like,
what do you got?
Chomping on a marshmallow. he's taunting me.
Yeah,
he's eating a marshmallow right in front of me, and he's like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So we have these little forks where we have the marshmallows on.
Sure.
So I have one with me, like kind of like fencing, right? So I'm like here, like fencing with the raccoon.
Raccoon.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, come on.
Did you think that was going to scare him off?
I did.
Okay, that's dumb.
Turns out, doesn't even flinch.
Doesn't care.
He's like, what you got? And he's just like mad dogging me.
He's like, what, just that stick? That's it?
Yeah. And he takes the marshmallows and just like kind of like strolls away. Like, what you going to do? What you going to do? And I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I got punked by the freaking raccoon.
Yeah, you did.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that. So that happens. And then, so I'm like drinking a little bit more. And they're telling me to be...
Your kids are drinking?
No, they go to bed.
Okay.
And my friends started telling me stories. Yeah, you know, the bears, you know, they come and sniff around your tents at night or whatever. Because we're humans, we still smell or whatever. And around 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., I got to pee real bad.
Okay.
And I don't want to go pee because it's pitch black dark out there.
Sure.
And I don't want to run into a bear. So I end up falling asleep, having to pee bad, and the air mattress that I bought, I didn't read the instructions, and once you fill those air mattresses, like, you have to keep filling them with air.
Yeah, you have to top it off a bunch.
A bunch.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Or it goes flat.
Right.
Yeah.
So my side goes flat, my daughter's up there, and I wake up having to go pee, and I feel things on my face.
What?
There's things on my face, yeah. And I'm like, noping, and... There's a bunch of ants on my face.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I see my kid, and I was like, I can't freak out. So I start slapping myself on my face.
That would have been the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Okay.
Your kids, 10 years from now, are going to be going, this time we went camping, my dad started slapping his face.
So I started slapping my face. But one of my arms went all, like, numb because my air mattress, like, fell down. So I was, like, sleeping on my arm, and I didn't know it because I had a pretty good buzz going. So I'm, like, hitting myself really hard on my
face.
You
have
no control over it. Right? So I'm like freaking out and I finally get up and I pee a little because I had to go pee so bad.
Oh, you peed on your kid.
No, not on my kid. Oh, just on me.
That's the worst camping story
ever. It was the worst. worst, right? So, yeah. So then, you know, after that, we went on a couple of other easy hikes. We mm-hmm. went up to Glacier Point, Half Dome Village. Half Dome Village, by the way, where there's, like, a bunch of, like, pizza and beer and stuff. Like, there's, like, a hotel there.
Why did you stay there?
Like, because I'm a dumbass. That's why. But, yeah, so that was my camping experience.
So, Raccoon 1, Omar right. 0.
No, yeah, I totally lost. However, I will say, I loved it.
What?
I loved it. I loved it.
Something an unexpected conclusion.
I loved it. I loved
something
it.
In you is broken.
Listen. All that stuff happened to me.
Uh-huh.
But being out there,
all right.
It was a certain.
Let me suggest,
yeah.
If you didn't have your kids with you
mm-hmm.
and you didn't see the joy in their eyes, you would have hated that.
Probably so. Yeah,
hated
probably
it.
So.
It would have been the worst thing you ever did.
But I will say there was at one point we were in this river. We had the backdrop of a waterfall.
Right.
There was a deer.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was like you're not going to get this experience anywhere else in the world.
Right.
I felt that. And that was kind of. Like bizarre, like amazing. It was like amazing.
Right, it was mind blowing.
It was mind blowing. Yeah. So that was the only good thing that happened to me.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Those Imagine Dragons tickets we've been telling you about are coming up in 5 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and you qualify for the grand prize to meet and greet the band. All right, Wednesday morning, Allie, what you got?
Bean, your girl Katy Perry. You heard about this?
Getting back together with Orlando Bloom?
Oh, no. I think they've been back together for quite some time.
Being so depressed during the Witness album release that she wanted to kill herself?
Yes!
Yeah,
what?
That's no bueno.
Wait, what?
This is unreal.
No bueno.
Yeah, she brought up to Vogue Australia about the heartache that she had over this album not doing as well as she had thought it would. And she said, I have had bouts of situational depression and my heart was broken last year because unknowingly I put so much validity in the reaction of the public and the public didn't react in the way I had expected to, which broke my heart.
I feel like that's probably pretty normal for stars who get success and then success and then success and then
right.
all of a sudden what?
Yeah. What happened to this album?
Yeah.
And why are people turning on me type of thing? Yeah,
I always respect on the one hand, but question if it's true on the other hand, the artists who say that the music itself is, the art is all that matters, and how it's received is not important to me.
I think for some people, that's true.
Maybe they're better at that.
That's got to be tough to do, though,
but,
man.
Oh, absolutely, it's hard to do. And I think, I don't want to say maybe in the pop world, I don't want to say they're not as much of an artist, because that's not really the nicest thing to say, but it's
right.
true. Maybe when it's not as well received, that's what hurts them, because that's their brand. That's who they are.
So she was depressed, and then Bean called and said...
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
And all was good. All was fine. That's all it takes, really. It's just encouraging words from Bean.
What about these people who make... Well, an album can take a long time to make, mm-hmm. too. But what about these people who make a movie, and it's 2 years of their life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out, and it can be dead in a
week.
Oh, weekend.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's way more of those than successes by far.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they work just as hard on flops as they do on successes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she said she has since undergone a mental reboot of sorts and attended a week-long personal growth retreat in California.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I hope she feels better, and I hope she gets some perspective about what's really important in life and takes it from there.
I feel like she's doing fine.
Yeah, I think she is. She'll bounce back. Right? Orlando Bloom.
Stop pointing. It doesn't work on the radio.
Hey, Allie. Can I steal a minute of your time?
I would love you to.
I watched the Freaks and Geeks documentary last night.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
I knew that you would have recorded it.
Yes.
But for those who don't know about it, I thought that's something that would be worth us sharing with the audience, because this is on A&E,
mm-hmm.
and it is the first in a series of documentaries that are going to be about television shows. And in this case, Freaks and Geeks was a one-season wonder back in, 99, 2000? And it is an all-time classic.
and everybody is on it. It was made by Paul Feig and Judd Apatow. Mm-hmm. And you know the careers they have gone on.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it has everybody in it from the show. James Franco and Busy Phillips and Seth Rogen. They're all in it.
Jason Segel, Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, they're all in it. And it's clips from the show and lots of footage of backstage stuff that they shot. And you see all of the kids' auditions and how they found it and how the show changed their life and the struggles with the network and it moving time slots and getting canceled. And it is really, I mean, especially for people, obviously, who love Freaks and Geeks. But even if you don't, it's a fascinating look at how television works. And I cannot recommend it more highly. So you definitely want to check it out if you can, if you're interested on A&E.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, you'll dig it very much, Allie.
Did they cover it all, Bill, and when he was watching the Gary Shandling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
They sure did.
It is one of the best scenes in all of television.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Martin Starr. Is it Martin Starr?
Martin Starr, yeah. Now you know he's the long-haired guy in Silicon Valley, right?
He's
sitting on his couch, eating a sandwich and eating Edmund's donuts and watching the Gary Shandling show in the afternoon. And it's a beautiful scene, yeah.
I'm going to start crying. Beautiful. It's one of my all-time favorite scenes in television.
But what about the prom? What about the prom with Come Sail Away? What about that?
I'm telling you. I just see a stick now and I just get emotional. Because these sticks comes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. We've got Richard Branson, Canelo Alvarez, Bishop Briggs, Darren Malakian, Priyanka Chopra, Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Great. MIA, Chase Crawford, Kristen Bell, Steve Forbes, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel!
And that's what's happening.
Hey, guys, it's Beer Mug, and I'm outside the K-Rock Studios right on Venice Boulevard, and I'm about to try out one of these bird scooters that everybody's been talking about.
All right, good luck.
All right. There's three of them laying on the sidewalk right here. All right, let me get this bad boy. Bird, 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 bird is the word.
Oh,
this thing has some pretty good power. Look, Ma, no hands!
Oh, no.
Hey, watch it, asshole!
All right. Well, we need a replacement for mugs.
Now, they're not going to charge on our credit card for that bird scooter, are they?
Good question.
Don't care. It's Ruben's.
Ah, sweet!
True. He got the app. Hey, it's 9:38. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening and free stuff.
Free stuff, you guys. I want to give three winners tickets to see the K-Rock Advanced screening of Unfriended Dark Web.
It's a trap.
It is a trap, and we're all going to die tonight. It is tomorrow at AMC Burbank 16. If you guys don't know about this movie, first of all, it comes out for everybody on Friday. It's terrifying. There's a laptop. A dude finds it. He decides, well, nobody's come to claim it. I should just click on these files. Oh, no, the dark web. Creepy, bad stuff happening. And then whoever's computer it was wants it back. So how do they go about doing it? It appears just plucking off this dude's friends one by one. It is not okay. And you guys make fun of me. Allie, just stop covering up the camera on your phone, on your computer. No one's watching you. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Unfriended on the dark web.
Dark web, they sure are. Cover that bad boy up. It is terrifying. But give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And we will just take, just to make it easy, the first three callers. And they're all going to see the K-Rock Advanced screening of Unfriended Dark Web tomorrow at AMC Burbank 16.
By the way, let me tell you how much we love this movie and this movie company.
Mm-hmm.
They're sponsoring our broadcast in San Diego this week.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, no.
So they're obviously good people.
Are they going to be, like, down there scaring me?
Oh, well, they're going to be watching you in your hotel room. That's what you mean.
I'm saying. Oh, don't think no I don't questions cover up that peephole.
We all are.
Wait, what? Wait, this took a real weird turn. You heard about the drama with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah. So
By the way, I like this new album a lot.
Do
you had a chance to listen to it? I love Wiz anyway, but...
Yeah, you do.
Some really good stuff on it.
So does the president, from what I heard. It is a song called Hot Now, and some of the lyrics are getting him well, questionable, not only looks, but actual people being like, what's up, Wiz Khalifa? Here's some of the lyrics that people are a little upset about. Smoke got my eyes looking Korean. And I also say I smoke like a Jamaican. Wiz then explained in an interview, and I also say I live like a white man, so chill out. I'm not racist. I love all racists. Or I love all races.
Very
That's
different.
A very different quote.
That's very different.
Sorry. I'm not a racist. I love all races.
It sounds racist.
And the interviewer said, do you feel the need to apologize to Koreans, especially in light of an article about the controversy in the Korea Times? And Khalifa said, no, I have Korean friends that are not offended. I don't know those people who are saying that. I don't need to explain anything. I love Koreans.
Yeah, guys, you know what this is? This is racism.
Yeah, I'm thinking if there are actual Korean people and enough that are mad.
No, there are absolutely Korean people. I can verify that.
Oh, there are. What about Mayans? I heard the other day a guy say there were no more Mayans. But if the Korea Times is writing an article, they're not making this up. So wouldn't you take into consideration people's feelings?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
It's on. Race war!
I don't think we're rooting
race
for...
Race war on, everybody!
Cartman,
it's going down!
Nope.
It's going down!
No.
Race war. Right. Come on.
Okay.
Look, here's the one thing I do know. And I can understand arguing either side of what Wiz Khalifa said. I can understand where he's coming from, and I can understand why people are also upset. But if your defense is, I have Korean friends, it's not going to work.
That's what I'm saying. That is the total enough. I have black friends excuse. You
yes.
can't. It just,
it
no.
It doesn't work.
No.
Because you can still be racist and have Korean friends. That's why that argument
what?
Doesn't hold any water. Yes.
No, it's true. I've read that.
Mm.
It's very true. And sad news.
He's a racist.
Oh, okay. Sad news for singer Michelle Williams, former Destiny's Child singer. She has checked herself into a mental health facility for depression. But I guess it's not that sad of news because she has been very outspoken about mental health. And she said, quote, for years I've dedicated myself to increasing awareness of mental health and empowering people to recognize when it's time to seek help, support, and guidance from those that love and care for your well-being. And today I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will continue to always lead by example.
That's good news.
Absolutely.
Because she's seeking help, and so she's not going to be taken from us.
And anybody in the public eye that can take just chip away at that stigma and chip away at the stigma for African Americans, it's very, very important. So I think she's doing real good stuff by being so forthcoming with this. I didn't know this, but she had said on the show The Talk, because I don't watch that.
Right.
And I don't have to say I watch it because we are no longer owned by CBS.
Correct.
Unless Moonves' wife.
But you watch The Chew.
I love The Chew. Which one's The Chew?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's like The Talk, but they talk about food. I don't know. It's
food,
ridiculous.
Yes. But she had said on that show that she had really thought about suicide at the height
wow.
of Destiny's Child's fame. So she said, I didn't know until I was in my 30s what was going on. I just always thought it was growing pains.
You can never tell from the outside.
Never, ever, ever. Oof. And are you ready for a lesbian Batwoman?
You had me at lesbian.
Sure.
I knew I did. The CW is adding yet another superhero to their team. It's, of course, coming from executive producers Greg Berlanti and Carolyn Dries. It's in development for 2019. It's a lesbian Batwoman.
I know my taco's delicious.
No, again.
Let me ask you a strange question. I mm-hmm. like everything the CW does pretty much, mm-hmm. but why do they need to announce that it's a lesbian Batwoman? Why not just say it's Batwoman, uh-huh. and when she comes on the screen, she's lesbian, it's fine?
I think we will get to that point,
okay,
but
I'm
I don't
not there
think
yet.
We're there yet.
Okay.
And I think it's important to let people know that representation does matter.
All right.
And it's something for the LGBTQ. There's another letter. I forgot what the last one was.
I think.
It's something to get excited about, you know?
Okay.
Be like, all right, this is pretty damn cool.
That.
And for people that don't know about Batwoman, they could then just be like, hey, I'm going to learn everything I can about Batwoman. I don't know. Do people do that? They just go on a deep dive?
For the most
dive?
Part, no.
No, okay. All right.
What's the best tuna?
No. Bean. I swear to God.
The whole penis thing is kind of a problem for me because I don't like them.
I mean, if we're honest.
Right.
A lot of straight women aren't super into it. It's just, it's ugly, you guys.
I wish I were a lesbian.
Just saying. Give a call now if you think penises are ugly.
We'd be here all day. We got a plane to catch.
Nope.
Some birthdays for you. Darren Malakian from System of a Down. Scars on Broadway. Bishop Briggs, who could she be more delightful?
She was the best at Weenie Rush.
Such a little love bug.
She is.
Canelo Alvarez. Richard Branson. Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Priyanka Chopra, MIA, Chase Crawford, Kristen Bell, Steve Forbes, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel!
A little slow.
What's up?
That's on me.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie, and your drive home today. Listen to
Vinny D! I am Groot, Vin! Vin!
Why is he yelling that?
I don't know.
I am Groot.
Well, he is Groot.
I know, but what response is he expecting?
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Muggs is going to be at the ESPYs tonight.
Oh, dear.
So tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to be broadcasting from Comic-Con in San Diego. But we do have tape of Muggs at the ESPYs.
Okay.
We also have the band Muse on the program at 7 a.m. tomorrow with some brand new music.
They better bring in that goddamn little dog.
Very excited about that, right? Dr. Drew's on the program tomorrow, and Bean makes us guests as well. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show.